The borough's program for curbside pickup of unsorted materials in the blue plastic bags is entering just its second year. It was designed to make it easier for residents to save the paper, cardboard, and plastics and cans from the trash barrel and save the borough money for shipping waste out of town. The contractor who's been picking up recyclables, Wes Davis of Ruger's Trucking, has been urging the borough assembly to keep the blue plastic bags and his contract.
Besides the obvious fact I'd like to keep my job, I still don't believe it's the cart-based system's a good fit for our city right now.
Davis thought large new collection containers that the borough plans to purchase would be too much of an inconvenience for customers and would stop people from participating. The borough's public works director wants to end contracting for the service and have borough employees start up collection. That change would require purchase of those collection containers for local households and a new truck for the sanitation department. Those are proposed additions to the borough's budget for the current year, totaling $285,000, and are one-time costs. That compares to an annual cost of $85,000 for the contract and another $25,000 each year for the plastic bags. Borough Assembly members have objected to spending the money up front to make the change. However, Public Works Director Carl Hagerman said the sanitation department's bottom line will improve with the change to containers and borough collection. Hagerman said the borough would end morning hours on weekdays at the Baylor to allow a sanitation employee to collect recyclables during that time. He assured the assembly that change would not require expanding the borough's workforce.
It depends on, of course, if we do reduce the hours at the Baylor and landfill, eliminate the morning hours. That frees up at least one staff member to be available to collect material. With the more efficient method that is provided by an automated truck, I'm very confident after looking at the numbers and our customer load that we can get the work done with existing staff without any additional hires. And this will continue into the future.
Hagerman looked at Baylor numbers from four different weeks of the year and did not think elimination of morning hours would be a problem.
And we're seeing, anywhere from 10 to 15 customers a day visiting the Baylor, and that includes commercial customers. We just don't have a very big customer load up there. So pushing a few customers to the afternoon seems worthwhile when we're looking at saving money overall in our budget and achieving the reserve level that we need to. It's been mandated by the assembly.
Assembly member Kurt Wallhuter, attending the meeting by phone, wanted to have more public input and initially wanted to table the vote until the assembly's next meeting.
I know it sounds like it's an increase in garbage rates is imminent, but is it a greater increase if we stick with the blue bag, or is it less of an increase if we go to the cans? And these are kind of some questions I think that need to be kind of fleshed out. And like you say, I'd like to hear more comments.
Garbage rates are already going up 2% a year each year through 2018. That was a change approved by the assembly back in 2012 to help the sanitation department's budget. Mayor Mark Jensen suggested holding another public hearing on the issue during the third reading this month. And Wallhuter made that motion, and the assembly voted 6-1 to hold another public hearing, with Cindy Logadakis voting no. In the end, Wallhuter, Bob Lynn, and John Haverlick voted against the proposed budget changes, but they passed 4-3, and the assembly will have its third and final vote on the issue March 16th. In other decisions Monday, the assembly voted not to pay the $32,000 cost of a new transformer for Petersburg Fisheries. They voted to approve the first reading of an ordinance that would increase fees for transient and short-term moorage in the harbors, along with new permits for the drive-down dock. That ordinance needs two more approvals before it goes into effect. And the assembly voted 6-1 to award a contract for nearly $200,000 of landscaping work at the new library. That contract for rock and drainage work around the new building goes to Reed Brothers Construction, and it's being funded by a state grant along with private donations. John Haverlick was the only no vote. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.